With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Democrat primary voters in Westchester County, New York, have sent a member of the squad packing. Two-term Congressman Jamal Bowman defeated by George Latimer in the primary in New York's 16th Congressional District. Latimer, heard on WABC-TV, says he wants to bring people together.
Doesn't matter your age, color of your skin, your religion, sexual identity, whether you're right-handed or left-handed, whether you're a Mets fan or a Yankee fan.
With Bowman gone, former Congressman Lee Zeldin writes, the anti-American Jew-hating squad will be short one radical member in January 2025. After switching districts, Congresswoman Lauren Boebert won her Republican primary race in Colorado.
America will rise again, and I'm so excited that you all are here to be a part of it with me.
Boebert took the stage in a signed MAGA hat, but in a defeat for Trump, the candidate he endorsed for Colorado's 5th District, State GOP Chairman Dave Williams, lost his primary to political consultant and talk show host Jeff Crank. And attorney Jeff Hurd won the primary for the 3rd District seat currently held by Boebert. I'm Julie Walker.
Also at SRNnews.com, WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange is back home in Australia. Under a Justice Department plea deal, he has been sentenced to time already served for publishing classified U.S. military documents online. The NTSB has wrapped up its investigation of the chemical train derailment in East Palestine, Ohio, concluding Norfolk Southern's devastating release and burning of vinyl chloride was unnecessary. The NTSB also accusing the railroad of trying to interfere with the investigation. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow down 131. This is SRN News. Tennessee's new abortion laws being challenged in court.
Starting July 1st, Tennessee's new statute will ban adults from helping minors get an abortion without parental permission. However, a state Democratic lawmaker and a reproductive rights activist filed a lawsuit in federal court this week to stop the law from taking effect. The state's GOP-controlled state house approved the measure earlier this year. Tennessee bans abortions at all stages of pregnancy, but there are some exemptions, such as to remove a miscarriage or to save the life of the mother. Jeremy House, SRN News.
Every team in Major League Baseball features a Pride Night in June, except the Texas Rangers. LGBTQ activists have urged the team to celebrate their culture and rights, but the Rangers have resisted the pressure to hold such an event. In a statement, the team said it has taken steps to create a welcoming, inclusive, and supportive environment for fans and employees. This is SRN News. Former Secretary of State Pompeo tells the Salem radio network Biden foreign policy is causing the U.S. to lose its ability to deter foreign aggressors.
Secretary Pompeo says White House waffling on support for Israel comes down to two important flaws. Firstly,
it's a fundamental misunderstanding of who the aggressor is.
Pompeo also blames what he calls a fundamental misread of how to bring peace and stability to the troubled region.
They talk about what we won't do. They restrict our allies and friends. They put limits on the good guys, and they embolden the bad guys.
Pompeo calls that, quote, a bad recipe for the security of the American people. Bob Agner reporting.
President Biden remains hunkered down at Camp David, undergoing intense preparation for tomorrow night's debate with former President Trump. Mr. Trump, meanwhile, continues campaigning while preparing as well. The debate, hosted by CNN, will take place in Atlanta. More details at SRNnews.com.